his 19-ton truck tipped over at DY, crushing cars waiting at traffic lights. Two off-duty police officers were seriously injured in the crash. And the Commonwealth Games could be staged in Sydney's west, with the state government to announce a bid for the event in either 2026 or 2030. To sport now, our New Zealand Warriors halfback Sean Johnson has extended his contract for another 2 years. The Kiwis playmaker is now tied to the club until the end of 2019. Scans today will determine the extent of the ankle injury that forced James Roberts from the field during Brisbane's 32-18 win over Penrith last night. Round 9 of the NRL continues tonight when Souths host Manly and Parramatta plays North Queensland. Josh Papali's Anzac Test selection is in doubt following his conviction for drink driving. Australian coach Mal Meninga has told the Big Sports Breakfast he's awaiting a response from the NRL's Integrity Unit and Papali's Canberra Club. And Manchester United has held on for a nil-all draw against Manchester City in a spiteful Premier League match this morning. United's Marouane Fellaini red-carded for a headbutt. Sydney weather, sunny with tops of 21 degrees. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
Ready for the 2017 Darley Scone Cup Carnival?
Friday, May 12, features the Cup, the Inglis 2-Year-Old Challenge and the Noel Leckie Country Cup.
Saturday the 13th is highlighted by the Inglis 3-Year-Old Guineas, Emirates Park Dark Jewel Classic and four listed races, plus fashion and fun galore.
Book your hospitality package or race day tickets now at sconeraceclub.com.au and be trackside for City Class Racing Country Style, May 12 and 13.
This Saturday night, Tabcorp Park Menangle comes alive.
Carrying more than $320,000 in prize money,
the 2-year-old Colts and Geldings clash in the Australian Pacing Gold Final.
Tips 10:30 Saturday morning,
then they're pacing Saturday night.
Here on Sky Sports Radio.
At Bingley this Mother's Day, they've got that many things Mum will love, you'll find it hard to choose. Head to bingley.com.au and check out the Mother's Day catalogue, or head in store and spoil Mum this Mother's Day.
Sky Sports Radio covers greyhound racing from around the country, bringing previews and tab market movers. And Monday mornings at 10:30, Going Greyhounds with Mark Duclos has the latest industry news. Greyhound racing every day on Sky Sports Radio.
April is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. astivita.com.au. That's astivita.com.au. Use the word radio for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. Sean Poscoe here. A couple of the big meetings today. We'll be checking out Port Macquarie a little later on. We're going to open the bowling, though, with Goulburn today. John Scorse is there. We'll have a chat with him. We'll also check the track report in a moment. The details we've got at the moment for Goulburn are that fine, a soft five, and the rail out 5 metres the entire circumference. But when we can get on to Brodie Willis there, we'll get the latest update. But in the meantime, John Scorse joins me. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Goulburn today, mate, and a beautiful day. Look, it'll be a little bit cool, but the sun's out. It's very, very clear. So got that soft five track, mate. No, it won't get any worse than a soft five in any case with this type of weather, but it should race really well, mate, with that rail out 5 metres. Some really good racing today.
All right, now the first there today is over the 1400, put on 6 Madison Avenue, now 5 Alawira, 260, 3 Tramp, 420, 2 Regal Rojo, 480, 4 Save the Best, 650, 1 Messiah's Jewel, $8, and 7 Rushman is 10.
Sean, look, I thought it might be a nice race for Regal Rojo here, 2-3-5-4 for me. But look, he likes to roll along in front, this horse. Last time he came here to Goulburn, he got stuck in a speed battle there. They really ran along, and that was behind Bond of Faith. It was on that Saturday meeting. Look, his form prior to that has been quite solid, and he looked back to the 1400 metres. He's down a little bit in weight, of course, in a benchmark 55 here. He's been carrying big weights the past couple. So I thought if he got his own way, he might be able to outrun these here. Look, obviously, Tramp was really good first up from a spell there behind Attainment. I liked his run there. I had to make a run early on him there around the field. And look, he boxed on really well behind Attainment. I think he'd be better for the run. He's been placed a couple of times second up as well. So I thought he could be right there. Obviously, Allura for Rob Price and Cathay O'Hara. Cath got a good book there today at Goulburn. And it's, look, not beaten far at Canberra fast run. It won its maiden here three starts back in the 1300. So the small field and the inside gate, it's going to have to be there somewhere. And Messiah's dual third up from the spell, I thought, was best of the rest. Sean, I made it 2, 3, 5, and 1 in the first, mate.
All right, race 2, class 3, 1300. Now we pull out 5, Attainment. 2, All in Rhythm is 270. 4, Ballyus, 380. 7, Nacho Libre, 420. 3, Giant's Daughter, $5. 1, Brogue, 13. 6, Supreme Lad, $19.
Sean, look, I made it. Well, looks a beautiful race for All in Rhythm. 2, 4, 7, and 3 for me. Of course, comes out of that really strong race at Canberra, that benchmark 70 last time behind Man Apiece. He was back, made up really good ground there. So you'd think the extra 100 metres is going to suit him down to the ground. He's a lightly raced horse with a good record. And look, I think back in this class 3, he's beautifully placed here. I haven't made him a good thing, but he's not too far off. I've got good respect for Ballyus. This horse for Gary Neal, he's doing a great job with him, Gaz. Look, first up, went around on that heavy track in the apprentices race there. I thought his effort wasn't too bad, but a solid winner at Mudgee last time in a benchmark 55. He's on the improve, this horse, and been over me his claim. Gets him in nicely at the weights. He gets a bit of a pull at the weights from All in Rhythm here. I think they're the main two. 7, Nacho Libra. Got him up over a trip Paul Cave last preparation, but he's first up in this small field, and he's had a couple of trials. If they get it wrong, he could be there late at the piece. And 3, Giant's Daughter, has had 2 runs this preparation. She might be ready to improve, but made it 2, 4, 7, and 3 in race 2, Sean.
The topic's an interesting one, Brogue, isn't he? He's first up, but he's got a bit of first. He's run a couple of placings, 2 out of 3 first up, and you'd expect him to want more ground down the track.
Yeah, Sean, those couple of placings there, and he's had 3 trials this horse to fit him up. So 1300 metres, he's obviously going to be wanting further later on. But first up, you can never underestimate them. Sean, it just underlines what type of race it is, mate. There's only 6 to go around, and it'll be a real battle of tactics.
Yeah, it'll be a ripper. Now the next, we put out 6 Cool Baby and 10 Satin Silks, 3 Ladies Selkie, 4 Even, number 4 Miss Demi Bond, 460, 5 Solar Cry, 5. 2 Mozart's Work, 650, 9 O'Lordy at 7, along with 12 The Intern. 1 Orsippus is 750, then out to 11 Texas Dancer, 41. 7 Duchess of Dubai, 51 at 8, Miss Imar is also 51.
Yeah, Sean, look, I didn't think there was much between a few of these here. I made a 4, 3, 9, and 5. I don't mind the chances of Miss Demi Mon resuming here, now with Rob and Luke Price. And look, a couple of placings there last time were okay. It finished off with a placing behind Zardabra at Canberra. It was beaten at Cootamundra, but it was hard to make up ground that day, so I wouldn't put the line through it. Placed here behind Giant's Daughter and Harper Zozo at Saturday meeting the run before. Look, a repeat of a couple of those placings would see her right in the finish first up from the spell. So with the value, I'm happy enough to go with her. Obviously, Timmy Martin for Lady Selkie got those blinkers on there, and it's only had the 4 starts. Look, a solid effort at Musselbrook first up from a spell. Was, you know, look, it's drawn a good gate. It's got a fair bit of favour here, and it looks pretty hard to hold out. Look, 9, I'll put this into the tips first up for Danny Williams, O'Lordy. Now, a couple of its runs, particularly its debut effort, was quite solid. It's resuming from a spell here, and I think might have got a little bit out. They generally speak, they improve with a racing prep, and this looks like it needed a few of those runs experience-wise, so I wouldn't take it too lightly here. And 5 Solar Cries, they only had the 2 stars for Joe Pride. Get the blinkers on. They've both been in tougher grades, so it might improve as well, Sean. The third, couple of chances in this, I thought. 4, 3, 9, and 5 for me, mate.
The topic's interesting. John has had 2 trials, didn't do much the first one, but the second one wasn't too bad a trial. The one for Timmy Martin.
Yeah, these snips also, what a big run he's having. Oh. So look, a bit hard to get a guide on those trials. They were on a soft 6, a heavy 8 last time. So a lot of these horses are going to improve getting onto a, you know, like it's a soft 5 here, but I think the 400 will probably be closer to the good than the closer to a good ball than a soft six. So, you know, it might hamper those ones that like a bit of give in the ground, and it won't hurt the dry trackers or the wet trackers. So, you know, it's about middle range. So expect some of these that have been running on the heavies to improve a fair bit today.
Yeah, there's going to be a few form reversals, I think, over the next week or two, aren't there? When you, as you said, you strike things once they've been going around the bogs and they get onto a decent track for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. We haven't had, down in this southeast here, we haven't had anywhere near the rain that you've had up that way. So, look, a lot of those tracks have been waterlogged up there, and even heavy track horses have been struggling in them. So, a lot of them are certainly going to improve on this better surface. It's a beautiful track here as well.
Right, over next, we put out 7, Tougher Than the Rest, number 9, O'Lordy, and 12, Lady Elizabeth. 5, Common Purpose, 290. Number 8, Volp, is 340. 10, Jawara, is 440. 1, Boston Light, 650. 3, Card Tricks, 10. 14, She Knows, 16. Number 6, Grimoire, 21. 13, Sawn Off Shotgun, 34. 2, Shising Ivy, is 51. 10, Cent of a Woman, 51. And 4, Centennial Prince, is 101.
Sean, he's firmed up here, hasn't he? Common Purpose. He was a bit better odds than that last night, this morning. But look, I'm an absolute market order here. 5, 8, 11, and 1. And I made him the best bet of the day, Common Purpose. I like his run on debut, Sean. That was going, and there is more, if you don't mind. And he got her in a few more strides. So look, a lot of merit in that run. And look, he trialled him last preparation, and he hasn't trialled him this time. And I like that about him. The gate's a bit of a concern for me. Obviously, if you can get a little bit of cover at the 1,000, you don't want to be doing too much work out of the 1,000 here at Goulburn. They'll get you late in the piece if you do. But look, Matty Carl, he's with him in his style and his first rate start. And he just wants even luck, and I think he'll mow these down. I'm going to go with him, and I'll make him the best bet of the day, Sean. Look, 8, I thought you have to have this in Volpe, I guess we'll call it, former Hawks horse now with Danny Williams. And look, some of its runs have been okay. It was really good today back in September time here now. That was over 1,200 metres, though. Look, I think it had the one trial here, and it's trialled up really well recently. So it's a watch for sure from the nice gate. Look, 11, I don't know how to rate this. Jordan from the Hawks, from Team Hawks. It's only had the one run at Gosford, and its trial was quite good recently. So it's a bit of a watch. And I thought the best of the rest of the top weight was an interesting runner here, Boston White now with Bryce Hay. Looked a bit of Melbourne form earlier on in his career, beaten a couple of times at the provincials, but he should be ready to go after two nice trials as well. But whatever way you shape it up, Sean, I think this is the best bet of the day. 5-8-11-1, mate.
Interesting one. Carrie Connors has got Sawn Off Shotgun, more than ready, 2-year-old. It blew the start in a trial, but didn't run a bad trial in run third.
Yeah, Sean, it's a bit hard to get a guide. Yeah. Off that slow start, and it's got an inside gate today as well. But look, it's a 2-year-old, and it's never easy, even though we're late in the season. It's really got a bit of experience and had a bit more preparation. So it's up against it in that regard.
Yeah, just to see how it goes. All right, race 5. Pull out 1, It's Business Time, 6 Hoodless, 7 Magic Dust, and 8 Pandaya. Now, 3 Skirting at $1.85, 9 The Dark Dragon, 6 along with 10 Brockton Punch, 5 Halliday Road at 8, 2 Kev's Bay, 10. 4 Summer's Bird, 11, and number 11 Gay Skier at $18.
Sean, it looks a beautiful race for Skirting, doesn't it? 3, 11, 5, and 10. This is the first leg of the quaddy, and I'm only going to throw 2 into mine. I think the 3 and 11 are the only hopes here, but Skirting, yeah, I'm surprised I've got Peter Mudgee on a sun behind Flowing Kiss at Wyong. A really strong race that. I thought his effort there was really good. And then beat him, but wasn't a scrape. Didn't get beat far at Mudgee. I think not that much depth, and it's probably improving. He's only had the 3 runs, so being over me is claim again. Just lightened that down to 55.5, that 57.5. I just thought it looked too good whatever way you go. And Gay Skier, the former Victorian, Johnny Borum's got it now, and it ran a really nice race at Goulburn here. Just turning my pages. That was behind, we did the meeting, of course. That was behind 2 starts back.
Behind Calvina.
Calvina, of course. Yeah, it was Calvina and Halliday Row. Didn't have much go its way last time in that maiden at Canberra, but boxed a few times in the straight. I expect after 2 runs, it should be Cherry Ripe and a little bit more luck in the run today. Jeff Penter in the battle. It's going to be in there somewhere. I think it's mainly the main chances. Halliday Row, He'd been really good until his last run. He's down the track there. They took a sip with him that day. Might use speed and let him run today. He's been very, very consistent. And Ben Brock, the punt, seems to really come back a lot better this preparation. Both his runs. He had a fair bit of merit in his run last time here at Goulburn. He's held up a few times, and he'll race well again here. But look, it's nice and short skirting. It's probably warranted as well. 3 on top, 11, 5, 10.
Right, race 6 over 1,200, benchmark 55. 6 zooming is out. Now, 3 Ribs, 225. 1 Your Witness, 350. 2 Ballycastle Pegasus and 7 Ancia Dane, 650. 5 Good Looking Rooster at 19. 10 Kenny Palance, 23. 4 Cherokee Warrior, 26. 8 Joel's Delight, 9 Only Money, also 26. And 11 Briefcase Benny, $26. Favourite Ribs for Emma and Lucy Longmire, the twins.
Yeah, Sean, look, they've been going really well. They've been training together for about a month already.
Yeah.
They've got a couple over the line. So, look, great young horsewomen, the pair of them, and look, very pleasant for girls as well. And this will be hard to beat. I've got a second in the tips. I'm going to take it on at the short odds. 1, 3, 10, 2. He wouldn't want it any shorter than 1,200. I know you're a witness, but he's a nice horse. He won here in pretty impressive fashion, getting back and running on, going back away now, but he's resuming from a spell. Had those couple of trials, and Cat O'Hara, she's had a bit to do with him throughout his career, so she rode him in the trial, at least, should I say, last trial. So, look, he might be the strongest later. I know he's got the 61.5, but look, if you take out, only the bottom ones, the one that he's going to get a bit of weight off, the 57's the lightest weight outside that, so it looks pretty scary when you're at the first look, but most of these are pretty close to him at the weight. I just think he might be a bit more progressive than both these. Obviously, Ribs. Look, she pinched it on him last time down at Nara, Cathy, on that heavy. It got through, it bled. Look, it won really easily and impressively, but look, it's never easy going up a grade. It's drawn an outside gate, but I'm certain it will improve with the run of Nick Haywood in the saddle. He's been riding in great form. It'll make its own luck, and it'll take plenty of beating. I think that's just about the only two. Chen, I thought he's been back and running on well. He'll appreciate the 1,200. Kenny Palance, the horse I'm talking about, he's been okay there. And Ballycastle Pegasus, I thought anywhere near his top, he could improve today. Gets Brody Law in the saddle, and he's also got the gear change with the blinkers coming off, the earmuffs going on. So he's a little bit keen down there at Maruya in the 1,300. This is about the right type of race for him. So, mate, an interesting little race.
Mm.
It's going to be definitely a battle of tactics. 1, 3, 10, 2 for me.
Ancia Dane's consistent, but it just seems to do a few little things wrong. Just hung off the track the other day when it runs second, didn't it?
Yeah, it's never far off the mark. Ancia Dane, a really consistent type of mare, and again, it'll roll forward or make its own luck.
Mm.
And mate, it's never without a chance.
Rightio, the next we take out number 8, Kunming. Now the favourite here is number 6, Hot Money at $3.80. 9, Rock and Red Rocket, $4. 13, Crystal, $4.80. 7, It's a Lottery, $5. Number 11, Sabami, $6.50. 10, Song Cliche, $13. 14, Pluck and Sting, $26. 3, Big Has, $41. Number 12, Anul is also $41. 1, Irish Bay is $51. 2, Another Weapon, $61. 5, Henry's Pride, $101. And 4, Bubbling Up, $151.
Sean, I'm absolute market order here. 6, 9, 13, 7 for me. I like this run first up, Hot Money. Look, I think for the main two, the top two here is 6 and 9. One will get back, one will go forward. He was attacked a fair bit the other day first up. So he hadn't had a trial either. And I thought his effort was really good when he boxed on behind Madison Avenue. Now, blinkers have come off. He'd certainly be fitter for the run. And if he's going up in trip, he'd be right up on top of the pace. And this will bell ride him again today. So if he put more knowledge to him today, and I think he'll get up there and make his own luck. So going to go with him on top of your Hot Money. But gee, Rock and Red Rocket, he looks hard to beat here. Again, getting back on a bit firmer track. His last two have been on heavy and soft. Top 7 last time beyond Sahara. He got about a nice race up through the week, I think, in Sydney. So a bit of depth there for that race. This will be at home, I know, but I just thought Rock and Red Rocket, back in the field, he might finish off strongly here on a firmer surface today. Obviously, Crystal, big improvement last time when it got up to the 1,400 metres, only lightly raced, and look, expected to be back as strong as can be. Wide scores, not really a big concern at the mile start here. Obviously, hoping for a little bit of pace, that'll thin out a little bit, but it's almost a 600 metre run. So sometimes, whether you want to go forward or back, it's a pretty good start. horse, not such a big advantage that I made from those outside gates. I put it in third, and seven I thought was probably best for the rest. It's a lot between really consistent, and the Johnny Bacon and Matty Carl there. So I made a 6, 9, 13, and 7 in race 7, John.
Crystal was a nice run the other day, wasn't it? Looked like it just wanted the ground.
Yeah, it did. It made up a lot of ground there. Don't know where, how far back it'll get today. The speed's going to be important, but look, mate, they've got a great chance. I thought the top two were Phil Quinella and myself.
Right, the final event, race 8. Now we've got a full field. Number 4, Yusena is 360, 7 Kiara Rose, 650 with 10 Brother Darkness, 8 Crystal Sky at 9, 1 Striking Largo and 2 Il Rian are 10, 5 Loverstock, 13, along with 9 Millie Jewel, 12 Sanjean is 15, number 3 Red Dream, 19, along with 6 Eden Road, 11 Now You See is a $26 pop, and 13 Happison is 34.
Sean, I found this very, very open. I went a little bit wide. He won 7-4-10. I'm going to give him a chance to striking Margo at a good value. Look, he was really good when he won down at the Sapphire Coast. He got a lot go his way that race by the speed and the safe back of ground. But he won with a bit of authority, and then he went down to Nair, and it was just a distance stand. Didn't suit him behind Septimo. Gayford just run the race to suit himself there. But I was getting up to the mile, I think, in this greater race. He might be a good chance at the at almost double figure odds at the value. I'm going to go for him getting up to the mile. I think will certainly suit him. Obviously, this has got to be a chance here as well. The 7 Kiara Row, look, solid enough effort last time. It led down there up there at Scone last time, and that was off a 3-week break. So I think Gate 1 gets a few favours in the run here. Look, I have to have her in if you've seen her now, but she's so she went through the Adrian Knox. So obviously, thought she's got a bit of staying potential. And then she come back to the mile there at Kembla Grange. Wasn't much between her and Brother Darkness there, but I thought a win was a fair bit of merit to it. And I know our caller, Lukey Marlowe's pretty keen on it. So you see, it's going to be right there for Mitchell Bell. And as I mentioned, Brother Darkness, he was really good there. Not much between them last time at Kembla Grange. And I think, again, he's had the 3 runs this time, and he should be just about cherry ripe and a couple of wet tracks, so he gets a firmer surface today. He might improve. I think it's definitely the hardest race of the day, the lucky last, Sean. I made it 1, 7, 4, and 10, mate.
Did you give the 8 a rough place chance, Crystal Sky, John? Looked a pretty sort of tough win the other day at Nowra.
It was a good win down at Nowra, Sean. Yeah, look, it's the hardest race of the day, and there's horses that I haven't got in the picture of your fancy. And look, Miller Jewel even have a chance.
Yeah.
Look, Now You See wouldn't be without some chance. But look, I've seen a bit of speed in the race. Generally speaking, Sunbeam gets out and rolls, and it'll give them a good lure. So I think they're all going to get their chances here in the last, but mate, there's plenty of chances in the race. But yeah, Crystal Sky was really good down there at Nowra. It got a few things to suit itself, but it was very, very strong.
Would this be a leg of the quaddie if people going a flexi, perhaps take a percentage and go a bit wide?
Look, mate, I'll throw a quick quaddie at you, Sean.
Yeah, terrific. What have you picked?
I got the first leg, 3 and 11. I think we're pretty safe with Sterling and, pardon me, Case Gilla. I've got 1 and 3, Your Witness, Dolly, and Rib. Then I've got 6, 9, and 13 in the third leg, that maiden. And the last leg, I've got 1, 7, 4, and 10, and I'm still a bit nervous about the last leg, Sean. So that's definitely the leg you go wide in. And look, take your percentage. I've got mine at $48 for 100%, but that last leg is a bit of a concern, mate.
All right. Now, your best, what's your best for the day?
Look, I'm going to go with race 4, number 5, Common Purpose. He's a really nice I'm Invincible for Johnny Bateman. He hasn't trialled him. I'm sure that I had the jump out there on the grass at Goulburn. I'm sure he'd be fitted up with a few of those. He just might want a little bit of luck from where he's drawn, but if he gets it, I think he'll run over there, Sean. I'm going race 4, number 5, Common Purpose, my best bet of the day, mate.
All right, good on you, John. Have a good day. We'll hear from the Mounting Yard with the late mail there. A beautiful day, a little cool, but a perfect day, Goulburn.
Mate, we get plenty of nice sun. Sometimes there's not a stack of kick in it, but our position there at Goulburn's really nice, and I'll be there with the late mail, and Sean will have a pick of the yard for the punters at home as well. She's been going really well.
Terrific. Good on you, John. Talk to you later on.
Thanks, Sean.
John, the scores there, looking at the meeting today at Goulburn with a fine and a soft 5, and the rail is out 5 metres for the entire circumference. It's 27 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win.
Gamble responsibly.
With sport headlines, New Zealand Warriors halfback Sean Johnson has extended his contract for another 2 years. The Kiwis playmaker is now tied to the club until the end of 2019. Scans today will determine the extent of the ankle injury that forced Brisbane's James Roberts from the field during the Broncos' 32-18 win over Penrith last night. Round 9 of the NRL continues tonight when South host Manly and Parramatta play North Queensland. Josh Papali's Anzac Test selection is in doubt following his conviction for drink driving. Australian coach Mal Meninga has told the Big Sports Breakfast he's awaiting a response from the NRL's Integrity Unit and Papali's Canberra Club. Canterbury star Josh Reynolds has revealed he never really wanted to leave the Bulldogs and was in tears when he told his teammates he's joining the West Tigers. Manchester United has held on for a nil-all draw against Manchester City in a spiteful Premier League match this morning. United's Marouane Fellaini red-carded for a headbutt. And Australian teenager Ryan Ruffles and his playing partner Kyle Stanley are tied for the lead at the Zurich Golf Classic in New Orleans. It's the first team event played on the US PGA Tour in 36 years. I'll be back with more sport and news at 11 on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Every morning, Racing HQ brings you the best form analysts throughout New South Wales as we preview the day's major race meeting, plus the latest tab fixed odds markets. Racing HQ, your perfect race day start from 10 a.m. on Sky Sports Radio.
Excuse me, mate, does the next train stop at Wynyard?
Oh, yeah, it goes all the way to payday,
because I just came up with the goods on a 10-leg multi. Stuff the train, we're getting a limo.
Cool, man. You're good to swing by Wynyard, yeah?
With the new Check and Collect feature on your Tab app, you can now check your ticket and collect the winnings anytime, anywhere. Gotta love a public display of betting affection. Tab, we love a bet. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Every Tuesday morning, On the Pace with Greg Hayes brings you the latest harness racing news.
Todd McCarthy was pretty kind to him too in the last little bit. He won by 26 metres. He's the man behind Tiger Tara, Todd McCarthy, and he's joining us to have a chat about the horse.
On the Pace, Tuesday mornings at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio brings you the very best in thoroughbred racing, and this Saturday, the very best is at Hawkesbury. Saturday morning from 6:30, catch Ron Duffercy, Ray Thomas and Paul Joyce with all the Hawkesbury winners here on Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it.
See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
It's 29 to 11, and we're going to take a look at racing today now. Port Macquarie, they're saying overcast, soft five, rail two. Gary Cleese's there. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. What sort of a day have you got?
Oh, yeah, look, it's a bit windy and cool, but I tell you what, this track's in enormous condition. I hope it plays like it looks,
yeah.
That way. I mean, we had that little bit of a problem here some time ago, and they gave it a good break. We were just talking to Drew Smith a while ago, but I tell you what, if it plays like it looks, Sean, it'll be really, really good, because it's covered right up with good, lush cover of Kaikia on it, mate.
Beautiful. The old Kaikia would survive anything.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? Good grass. And it grows in these times, and it absolutely loves it too, mate.
You only got to plant it in someone's garden three doors down from you, and you'll find out you've got it. It's like the drunken uncle at Christmas. It comes and won't go away.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a hard